Hard to say which one is best. If anyone wanted to, cover the other side in case people want to, they're slipping out the back and can't see us, then that would be good. And if Romana's here with my Allen key, that'd be great. So as we heard back at BP, and as we passed the Nigerian embassy on the way, we heard that wherever oil is pulled out of the ground, there are people, indigenous people, working people, people of colour, predominantly have their lives screwed over, destroyed, because of our lust for this stuff. One thing we've got to do is stand up to these companies that are peddling it, and we have to transform our lives as well, which is what we're doing. We're celebrating solutions, even by the fact that I can rent to you, thanks to the power of these mighty legs, and the messages of some kind of radical political solution, then we're combining the many things that we need to do. We need to create ecological solutions. We need to reconnect with the land. We need to talk about renewable energies. But we also need to have a confrontational attitude to these and many other institutions. And there are oil companies that are pushing this agenda, but let's not forget the financial institutions that are pushing this agenda. The supine governments, which are allowing their agendas to be controlled by the money men and the markets. And that's why we know that the heart of Climate Camp is knowing that we have to fundamentally transform the way that we relate to each other on every single level. And we have to confront these institutions. There's a phrase that says we must break their laws like bread. Wherever their laws are standing up for injustice, we must transgress those laws. Unless there are good reasons not to, like to respect the wishes of our good friends from Canada just now. So it's the woman from Rossport here, because she knows on the ground about what's going on in Ireland.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm here to speak on the behalf of Rossport community in the northwest county Mayo of Ireland, a beautiful, pristine environment where at the moment a community is being devastated by the Shell Oil Company. In Alberta, Canada, a community is being devastated by Shell Oil Company. In Nigeria, Ogoni Land, a community was devastated by Shell Oil Company. And where is next? So we're here, we're coming together as community all over the world. And we're pleading with the people to come together in support of indigenous communities all over the world. I recently had the opportunity of meeting the Taoiseach of Ireland, Brian Cowan, and I asked him personally, I said, I'm very concerned about what's going on in Rossport. I'm concerned that the environment is going to be destroyed and that we're on the brink of climate chaos. And he said to me that he too was concerned. And I reminded him, I asked him if he was aware of what had happened in Nigeria and the Niger Delta and the devastation of the local community and the environment there. And he replied to me that he too was concerned about what had happened in Nigeria, but that the same thing couldn't happen in Ireland because we have legislation in place that would prevent such a catastrophe from ever happening. But I'm here to say that we have to face up to our responsibility to the earth and the climate catastrophe that we may be facing. So on behalf of all indigenous communities all around the world who today are uniting together to face the global issues,